James, what a game out there tonight. A point, that goal right at the end from James Durkin, what a finish.
Yeah, James came on and did very well. He got 1-3 off the bench, and I thought our guys, you know, Tommy Conroy coming on in the second half, even Keith when he came, and Aidan, some of the more experienced guys made a big difference to give a lift, but we stuck in that game. I thought a few decisions went against us. I thought the surface was we couldn't hold our footing, but we kept trying, and you know, Oisin Mullen drove us forward, and Pádraig O'Hara was driving us forward, and Cullen was at it, and everyone just kept working, and you know what, we got a slice of luck and delighted.
The work rate was phenomenal, in particular in the second half, and the subs you introduced at half time as well, and combined with that real work ethos was a joy to watch.
Yeah, I look, we were a very honest bunch. There was a period of the first half, maybe after about 10 minutes, where we just kept kicking the ball away, and we gave Donegal a platform, and their kickouts, as I said in the first half, they got all of them away, and which is unusual. You know, we tried to press it hard, but we regrouped at half time and did a lot better and got 4 out of 10 or so in the second half. We forced them long, and we won a good few of those. So look, we're just delighted, but overall, as you said, you know, for a team to stick in there and keep working hard in a tough place to come, we're delighted.
Absolutely. Going in as league champions, does that change things around slightly, or is it just very much a one game at a time? I suppose with the case of Division 1 and Division 2 champions this evening, or does that just go back to mind completely?
Or it does. We're just looking to play as well as we can in each game. You know, we'll be at various stages and have various players available for each game, but we're looking to have a consistent level of performance that improves each time we play out. That's what we're looking at, and see where it takes us.
Colin, wonderful game there, absolutely. What a finish. I mean, we thought we were going for a 3-point defeat, and then all of a sudden James Durkin's goal, tremendous.
Yeah, I think Kieran Thompson kicked their last score there. Put them 3 up. Thought the game was gone really at that stage. I just turned to David Golick at the time, and he said there's time for one more play, so we were lucky we got won the kick out and got up the pitch. And look at, I suppose, the moment of brilliance from James Durkin. He was flying when he came on, he was electric. Not sure what he kicked, but he won three. Yeah, he gave us a bit of impetus, you know, gave us a change of gears, a change of tack up there, and that goal, look, as you can't let it stay for that, was absolutely brilliant.
The overall performance, Colin, for this time of year, fantastic from both sides, but in particular your second half, very impressive, would you say?
I don't know about that. I'd have to watch the game back. I think we hung in there. Wouldn't say we played overly well. If Donegal had taken the chance in the first half, we really would have been in a lot of bother in the second half. It could have been game over at half time. I just said it to another reporter there, we turn over the ball a lot first half, and when you do that against Donegal, they're probably as good a team as anyone at counter attacking you. And we were just lucky that they dropped a lot of short. I'm not sure how many wides they had in the first half, but the key thing is, for us, there was only 2 in it at half time. Gave us a chance. They made a good start to the second half. I think they might have went 4 up, and you know, we got a couple of scores, and I suppose the thing about it is we hung in there, we gave ourselves a chance, and when you're, there's only 3 points in it, and with the play to go, you still have a chance. But you know, it was a super goal there by James. I don't know what to say about it. He just top corner. I had a great view of it. I was actually inside for a tap in if he gave it to me, but I think he was right to go for it.
I can't believe he didn't give it to me.
Yeah. I'm delighted he didn't.
And Dublin next week now, Colm?
Dublin next week, yeah. That's the good thing about Division 1 football. There's no break. They all come at you thick and fast. You haven't really time to think about this one tonight. It's all about next week now, 6 or 7 days. I'm sure there'll be a great crowd in Castlebar, of Mayo and Dublin supporters, and really looking forward to it. Yeah, a good week to look forward to.